you know? And we don't, I'm not saying we have to be buddies, though. You know what I mean? You don't have to be buddies with people that you forgive. So when some, that's another misconception that people have is like, well, if I forgive them, are you saying that I have to be like friends with them? No, you don't have to be friends with them. You don't even have to look at them ever again. Okay? You don't have to follow them on Facebook or anything like that. You don't have to be cuates and just be like buddies. Just forgive them and move on. And look, most of these people who have offended us in times past, even from the old IFB, you're not going to keep in contact with them anyways. You know? So better to just get it right with them, leave off on a good note, right? And then when you see each other every once in a while, you just talk about surface things. How are the kids? How's your wife? You know, how's soul winning going? You know? And then that conversation lasts for about 15 minutes, and you say, what? Well, I got to go. It was good seeing you again. And that's it. You don't have to be like, hey, you know, I forgive you and everything, but man, do you still believe that the reprobates can be saved? See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why we talk. This is why we had that argument in the first place. Look, I don't know. And then you start fighting with them again. No. You know, if you're not going to convince them on those things, just move on. Because there's a lot of people that you will convince with them. I'm not concerned with converting people from my old church. People think I'm like hunting people in my old church, like looking for them, like, hey, come over here, you know, follow me. And I'll make you a preacher of the reprobate doctrine or something. I don't care. Now, if people come from that church here, they're welcome. They're always welcome to come here. You know, and there's people that I keep in contact with them who keep in contact with me, they call me. You know, and I don't be like, hey, what are you still doing over there, dude? Why don't you leave that dead church? Join a real church over here. I don't tell them that. I say, how's everything going over there? How's the pastor? How's soul winning? You know, how's Sunday school class? I just ask them how they're doing because I don't want to leave a bad taste in their mouth. I don't want to confirm what people say that I'm like or whatever. Because you know people think that when they call me, they're just like, yeah, that guy's a loser over there, man. You need to come where there's a real man of God over here. I don't say that to them. I honestly, sincerely desire, want that church to grow. I want that church to continue to reach people for the Lord. I've forgiven them. Even the people who've been in that church who really did me wrong, I've forgiven all of them. Okay? But that's what we need to do. And if you don't do that, you're going to be a bitter person. And there's nothing worse than a bitter Christian. There's some of the ugliest people you will ever meet. Is a bitter Christian who can't forgive. Okay?